upang kanang maniwala ay kanyang gawing dakila. Glory to you, O Lord.
People were bringing children to Jesus that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he became indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Amen, I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." Then he embraced the children and blessed them, placing his hands on them. The Gospel of the Lord. I think of your note, the Pope is now visiting the Philippines.
Yes.
And I'm sure today he will celebrate Santo Niño in the Philippines. Eh? And one of the messages from Father Marcus, SSP Paul, he says, "Pope Francis is in our midst today on a mission of mercy and compassion. He comes from all of us, but especially for those who are victims of Typhoon Yolanda that devastated mostly the Visayas last year. The loss of our Kababayans had experienced a huge, even unquantifiable, especially in terms of lives lost and shattered dreams. But the Filipinos do not cease to amaze the world, because as a nation, no typhoon can indeed break our spirit." Is it great?
Yes.
So, one of the reflections of Pope Francis, written in the book The Life and Challenges by Severio Gaeta, the Pope says, "Each individual, Christian, and every community is called to be an instrument of God for the liberation and promotion of the poor and for enabling them to be fully a part of society." Now, as you know, poverty for the eye of Mother Teresa of Calcutta is a different way to see the world. Really poor people is not those people who have nothing to eat, but people is poor in spirit. That's why he sent all the sisters to the most famous cities, New York, Rome, London. They are there, not because they are poor in material goods, but mostly they are poor in spirit. I think today the celebration of this Santo Niño is a reminder, of course, to take care of the poor, but mostly poor in spirit. First of all, we love Jesus. He wants us all to be like a childlike simplicity. Don't ask so many questions.
but say yes to the will of God. This is one of the things we have to learn from Jesus, from Santo Niño. He taught us to ensure everything within the will of God. You remember Jesus when he was 12 years old, he stayed in the temple and his mother didn't know. For 3 days, she was looking for him. Simply, he replied, "Don't you know that I have to be in my father's place? You too, we are all called to be in the place of Heavenly Father. No matter where you go, now you'll be in Hong Kong, maybe tomorrow you'll be in London, but the other year you'll be in Moscow, or somebody might be in Toronto. No matter where you go, you're protected. You're the child of God. So don't feel yourself lonely. Maybe people is not concerning too much about you, but Jesus did. That's Jesus looking after you minute by minute. Trust in his love for each one of us. Me, you. Different positions, it doesn't matter. We need to his help. He has a childlike heart. Jesus has a childlike heart. He is simple. Jesus is simple. Jesus doesn't judge much. Expect. Jesus is expecting each one of us to express our love for him. That's all. He is pure love. What he seeks is purity of love, purity of intention, just for him, nothing else. So when we celebrate Santo Niño, it means to say, we have a heart of Jesus, heart of little Jesus, baby Jesus. And we have to have a heart of baby Jesus in order you can celebrate. Jesus doesn't like us to be so mature, so much thinking about other people, so much judging. A child doesn't judge very much. They do, but not often. We do much more than a child. So when we celebrate today, we remind ourselves, first of all, we learn like from little Jesus. He does the work of will the Father. Don't you know that I have to be in the place of my Father? So you, wherever you go, it's the place of the Father. He placed you there to preach, not by words, but what you are doing. The way you present yourself, the way you work, the way you cook, the way you tend the people, with the heart of Jesus, and they will convert it. And especially today, the second Sunday, or ordinary day today, with special reading, but today, another reading is from St. John. Two of the disciples of John Baptist, one is John, one is Andrew. When John the Baptist said, "Here, Lamb of God," and these two, his disciples of John Baptist, John and Andrew, left John. Walked after Jesus. Then Jesus asked, "What are you looking for?" And these two say, "Where are you living?" And then Jesus, "Come and see." And finally, they stayed there. See what? The place where Jesus is living, not the house. It's a place where there's a presence, divine presence. And I presume by that time, Jesus is still staying with his mother. And I learned that Mother Mary still that time before the selection of the disciples, Heavenly Mother is his secretary. So she knows all the people that Jesus is going to meet. So imagine these two disciples come and stay because they see, they feel the presence, the divine presence of God, and the presence of Heavenly Mother. Santo Niño is always, you know, with Mother Mary. A child is always with the mother, right? So you're beloved by Jesus for hundreds of years, 400 and 500 years. You celebrate this Santo Niño, and also bear in mind, a Heavenly Mother is with you too. She bring the Santo Niño to you. Thank the Heavenly Mother. Stay where she is. And we hope that we are all chosen and say out yes. Okay? So we pledge our loyalty to the Divine Child. Always simple, always joyful, always believing. Always open his hand and blessing. He's king, but he's not a king. He's a servant. He's a servant among servants. So much good that you follow him the way Jesus presents himself in the world. I come to serve and not to be served.